Welcome to Menawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm C.B. DeRogi. This week, Cave Dwellers of Dracos Prime by Calla Gold.
Don't go, Thea said. The smoke is as bad in here as it is out there,
Bex, her school and huntmate, said.
Senior would let us know if we need to shelter in the rocks, Thea said.
I'm not waiting for that lazy do-nothing senior to tell me what to do. Your hair'll be on fire before you hear any evacuation order.
The door flap closed, creating an eddy in the smoking air. Thea waited, water sack, clothes, and knife in her pack by her side. The sweet burnt stink of prairie grasses made her nose run. 5 minutes passed before Bex returned.
What's it like out there? Thea said, then coughed.
We need to climb up to the caves to escape this smoke, Bex said.
But what if the caves are foggin'? Thea said.
But we gotta go.
But what if it's spewing poison?
The fog stinks, but won't hurt you, Bex said.
How would you know?
I went into a belching cave once while out on gather.
Bex, how could you go into one of those caves? You could have died if what they say is true.
I was looking for dragons, Bex said. Thea frowned.
You believe those stories?
Bex's lips pressed together. Red spots lit up her cheeks. Thea had heard the horror stories about the caves. Openings in the mountainous black rock upthrusts on the south end of town that were rumored to be vents to the planet's inner core and the source of the sour-smelling fogs that could kill people. Though she'd never known anyone to die. She'd also heard whispers of dragons living in the caves. She'd laughed with the other students when dragons were mentioned.
I'm going, Bex said.
Thea picked up her pack and followed Bex outside into the dusty, smoky, nightmare landscape. The next day, Thea woke to a dim golden glow that barely reached the cave floor. A pyramidal pile of dirt and pebbles pointed to a small opening above. The air moved in sluggish fits, alternating from smoky to cool and musty. Water trickled down the wall nearby. Hours later, Thea and Bex had survived drinking unboiled water, breathing cave funk, and tasting various roots they'd gathered. Thea's end-of-day exhaustion couldn't dim the momentary joys of repairing her foot coverings, gathering roots and berries, and keeping up with the taller and stronger Bex. The next afternoon, on the steeply angled ridge rich with vadish roots, Thea paused and stared into the smoky haze that blocked the village below from view. She lingered, harvesting every third plant. Bex, scared of heights, had chosen an easier patch with sparser growth to gather. Thea's fingers gripped handholds as she scrambled upward toward the top of the tilting wall she harvested. Her foot slipped off a thin ledge, her bulging gather sack swung around, and she lost her balance. Thea yelped as she grabbed and lost her grip on the slick volcanic rock. First her leg, then her right arm caught and wedged against a couple of brittle outcrops.
Bex! Bex!
The smoke-tainted wind whipped her words away. Thea panted and coughed, her aching arm dripping blood. She worked her way sideways, cheek grazing warm stone, till her feet found dirt and her fingers plants to grasp. She traversed until she found it easier going, then limped back to the cave. Relief and pain wrapped around Thea as she sank exhausted to the uneven cave floor. She curled in on herself and cried. She dozed. Pebbles fell in the dark beyond their little lair. Thea sat up. Goosebumps rising on her arms, scritching claw sounds came from a dark opening beyond. Thea's throat closed over a scream as a shadowy creature the size of her water sack crossed the threshold. Thea's hands stung from the sharp rocks as she scrabbled backwards. In the gloom of the cave, her eyes saw the trail of blood down her arm as black. She felt a hunger lust rise in her chest, more demanding than the low-level misery of being hours from the last handful of berries. The urge to bite her arm and consume it
heated her like a fever. She pressed her hands to her temples.
No!
She yelled. A chill sadness replaced the burning hunger. Loneliness deeper than the town well filled Thea's eyes. The cavern looked brighter as pressure in her head built. Her mouth dropped open and she saw the impossible. She saw her scruffy, dirty self, spiky black hair awry, clothes ripped, and her own glowing brown eyes. Only human eyes didn't glow. It was like looking into a mirror that reflected strange. Hunger wrenched her attention. Her gathersack slumped abandoned across the cave. Thea's fingers scrabbled at the knapsack she'd used for a pillow. She dug inside, tossing out bandages, a compass, and clothes, and then her hand hit something mushy and wet. Ugh, the smell hit her, an overripe vanilla. Excitement roared through her. The creature weaved its way toward her. Thea scraped her fingernails against the pack bottom and lifted the gooey mess of vanilla out and shook chunks onto the rocks in front of her. A warmth radiated through her. She leaned forward into the thick, soft wall of comfort. It flowed into her like drinking water after hours without. The hideous, lizard-looking creature crept forward. A part of her screamed to get away, and the new part hungered for closeness. The sound of a tongue licking the vanilla bits was accompanied by explosions of color behind her eyes. Just before the creature opened its mouth by her fingertip, she screamed. It scuttled back, falling to its side. It had wings, or the framework for wings, stubby flapping protuberances. Thea's head filled with pain. The hurt eased. Something rough was licking her fingers. Warmth like a blanket pushed the pain back. Thea looked into the jewel-like red eyes of the creature. I am found, the creature's joy bloomed in her mind. Thea's hunger, aches, and fear melted away. Her fingers reached out and traced the fist-sized head. Tiny scales rose, then flattened under her fingers, smooth and soft. The winged knobs were scaly, with black down feathers blurring the outline. The creature's three-toed claws tread with care as it tilted and bobbed its way onto her lap. Thea's eyelids fell, and she slept. Thea woke from a dreamless sleep. She felt a coolness where warmth had been. She opened her eyes.
Little one, where are you?
I am near.
Bex?
A slight echo was the only answer. Chilled, Thea gathered stems, moss, and roots to create a nest for fire. With a leather thong and straight twig, she began the laborious act of trying to coax flame. Her injured arm ached. She agitated the twig and mumbled,
"Come on!"
A scrambling sound came closer. Thea looked up and saw her little friend spread bony wings and cough flame onto the feathery tinder. Bending and blowing, Thea watched the little flame strengthen till warmth radiated. The creature climbed onto her lap. Soon after, Thea heard the scrape of Bex's steps in the nearby low-ceiling tunnel.
"Come in slow and quiet. I have a surprise for you,"
Thea said. Bex stepped with care till she stopped by Thea's side. Pointing to her lap, Thea said,
"You were right about the dragons."
This has been Cave Dwellers of Dracos Prime, written by Kala Gold. Thanks for tuning in to Manawaker Studios' Flash Fiction Podcast. Have an audiobook or documentary that needs the perfect voice? I'd love to help bring your project to life. Just follow the tap link in the show notes to connect with me.